you know, somebody calls you out on, dude, you need a different car. What's up with that car, man? You know, it's like,
yeah,
it drives and it holds my stuff that I need for when I get to my destination. You know, and if you've seen my car, there's crap everywhere in it. So what, I'll get a nice car and then just trash that one? Mode of transportation for me. And I have no problem if somebody wants to buy a nice, expensive car, put all kinds of money into spinning rims and, you know, a sound system or whatever. Whatever you need to really get you through your car driving experience, go for it. But I've been handling it okay. I'm driving just fine. I'm getting to the places I want to go. I have plenty of entertainment along the way. So I'm happy. It defrosts. It defrosts. Now that's important. So a 98 Corolla gets me all this flack. Good gas mileage.
Right? Yeah.
And I know, I mean, my main point on this is how many times is your first impression of somebody in their vehicle? And if they're, you know, if your car scares them away after the fact, like if a girl's like, oh, he drives a Corolla. That's really going to factor into your ability to have a relationship, then guess what? Get the hell out of here. You know, I don't care. That's that important to you. But what do you think? Why are people so obsessed with the car, of all things? I mean, yeah, you'll see some people, you know, driving a nice car, and then they get out and they're wearing ratty clothes or something, you know? So you're like, well, I would rather, you know, look professional and look good all the time outside of the car rather than just my car driving around when people can't even really see what's going on in there. So what do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975?
I think it's a huge reflection on who you are.
And how so? Why?
Well, I'm 14. I bought my car when I was 13. And I've been in a car since I don't know how long. And I just feel that if you're one of the more popular kids, then you need to keep with your reputation and have a nicer car.
Okay, now you're talking, you're in high school?
Yeah, I'm just going into high school.
Yeah, totally different thing, man. In high school, yeah, your car matters because you see the people constantly while you're driving your car. And for some reason, at that level, it's a little bit more superficial, I would think. Don't you agree, Chris, kind of?
Yeah.
People's cars, like everyone's like, you see the car that such and such is driving? Oh, my God. Like that whole thing, you know what I mean? Like it's either their parents are rich and they've got a ridiculously nice car, or they're driving a piece or something in between, you know? And it's like, what are you going to solve from that? But you bought it when you were 13?
Yeah.
With your own money?
Yeah.
How'd you pull that off?
Work.
Where did you work at?
Mobile homes.
Oh, okay. I thought you couldn't work till you're like 14 or something. Am I wrong on that?
That's from my parents.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. Yeah. Cool deal, man. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right.